Good evening, everyone. This is Larry Phillips. It's the 24th of September. It's evening of, it's about 7:22 in the evening. I just wanted to give everyone an update. We had a little disappointment today, but we know that all things are ordained of God. Walt and I did a little over an hour broadcast on the Ark and the Dove, as well as the history of the Roman Catholic Church and its influence on the founding of America, and I got 70% of it saved, and my computer locked up, just locked up. Well, I don't know if any of you have Google Chrome, but one of the disadvantages of Google Chrome, well, it would be the same thing on any system, really. But when a system locks up, you have to just shut it down, power it down. And that's what I had to do. And when I powered it down, of course, I lost the whole broadcast. So we're going to attempt to do it again tomorrow, maybe in two segments, instead of such a long segment. Because if I'd done it in a half of the segment, I would have been able to save the file probably without it locking up. So I wanted to let everybody know what happened. You know, tonight, Walt and my wife are processing apples. Walt brought a whole box of apples from down in Oregon up, and he's going to be making some juice. And I'm going to see if I can coerce my wife in taking some of those apples and eventually making me an apple pie. But anyway, making us all an apple pie. But we've had a good day today. But we were disappointed that we weren't able to get the broadcast out. Also, I wanted to let everybody know that to ask that you would continue to pray for us, pray for my son. He still has challenges, you know, with his mind. And sometimes it can be somewhat stressful. Also, remember Rosette in prayer, because she's dealing with the brunt of that. Because I don't want to get into a conflict with my son, so I try to just keep at arm's length with him. Also, I would like to for you to specifically remember Brother Walt in prayer, especially as he, you know, he's going to be here through, you know, I'm not sure exactly what time he's going to be leaving, but he's going to be around to Monday, and he's going to be headed back on another 2,400-mile trip back, so keep him in your prayers as well. And I just want to give a shout-out to those that we haven't talked to for a while, Tori and Tom, UC and his wife, Adiola. I often think of John Avizito and Louise. I also think of Anna up in Ohio, and I, you know, there's so many people that come to my mind, MJ Abalos, that I talk to frequently, communicate with on Facebook, and all of our subscribers are, you know, our subscribers on BitChute and YouTube, as well as, you know, the 4,000 plus people on Facebook that I just don't have time to respond to all your instant messaging. And it's not that I'm ignoring you. I'm just only one person. And then also, I want us to remember Rick Batorik out in California. I often think of Mark Kennedy. I had a brief interchange, good interchange with him the other day. Also Carl Roberts, he's going through a lot of stress right now, I'm sure, and other people that come to my mind, from the past, you know, and the things that they've had to endure and go through. J. Michael Wusterman, and I'd also like to have our audience remember Corey Oliver. She's definitely searching for the truth right now, and only God can intervene and reveal the truth to us. So that's kind of what's on my mind tonight. I hope I haven't I know I forgot some people. I want to remember Rita Beckett in New Jersey, and also Rose Fenton in the UK, and you know, there's so many people that we've interfaced with over the last 12 years on Sermon Audio. All of those people that we've had some kind of correspondence with. So, but we will try to get those broadcasts out to you tomorrow. Have a great evening. And just remember this, that Jesus Christ is victorious and he is ruling and reigning, even though it may look around us like the devil is winning the battle. We know that God has already won the battle. So, that's all I really have to say this evening. God bless.